Does your company need to hire?
Sales account manager, regional sales manager, accounting manager, senior payroll manager, regional manager, customer service rep, bilingual telephone banking rep, marketing coordinator, recruitment coordinator, office coordinator, finance and payroll administrator, property administrator, administrative clerk, administrative assistant, clerical assistant, executive assistant, account executive, mailroom clerk, data entry clerk, accounts payable clerk, human resources clerk, corporate law clerk, financial accountant, chief operating officer, event planner, receptionist, data entry specialist.
The Bag Group are leading Canadian owned and operated staffing and resource experts, trusted by Canadians for more than 40 years, because it's never just about a job. It's always about the right fit. Head to BAGG.com and find the right fit today.
It's time for the Pub Crawl on the Drew Marshall Show. That's where we crawl from topic to topic with a few pals. And it's our Father's Day special, so I thought I'd get a couple of sugar daddies here.
Well, one deals in sugar.
That's what I meant. It's exactly where I was going. Ashley David Chapman, Vice President of Chapman's Ice Cream. He's my sugar daddy. Mr. Chapman, sir, how are you?
I was a lot better before you called me a sugar daddy. Your sugar daddy, to be specific.
Yeah, that just got weird real quick. But, I mean, you know, you do have sugar in your products, do you not?
I do, and a lot of sugar in my blood from said products.
And Mr. Craig Lewis, Ashley David Chapman, Vice President of Chapman's Ice Cream, chapmans.ca. Now I can move on. Craig Lewis, he is the employment lawyer extraordinaire we've been talking about recently. Employmentlawyermississauga.com. Craig Lewis joins us in studio. Have you guys ever met? Have you met Ashley David Chapman before?
No, I have not.
No. Yet. So let's have Craig Lewis say hello to Mr. Chapman.
Hello, Mr. Chapman. I enjoy your ice cream.
Hello, Craig.
There he is. All the girls love Ashley David Chapman's casual way of conversing. Well, guys, we've got a few topics to chat about. But first, I just want to mention something here or ask something of Ashley David Chapman, Vice President of Chapman's Ice Cream, chapmans.ca. Your ice cream that you left the last time you were here was devoured. You left us the strawberry shortcake and the salty caramel stuff. Good night, man. I just didn't think Chapman's could get their flavors any better. But what I really want to talk about is...
Those flavors should be illegal.
Sorry, say again?
Those flavors should be illegal. They're too good.
What I really want to hear about is I like people's failures. Tell us about an ice cream flavor that failed, Mr. Ashley David Chapman, Vice President of Chapman's Ice Cream, chapmans.ca.
Oh, well, I have one story. That would be a Spumoni.
Spumoni?
Spumoni ice cream.
My Spumoni.
Exactly. So many, many years ago, when I was just a child, my parents had the idea of releasing Spumoni, and boy, was it a failure. To the point where years later, when I was working in the freezer, we actually found one hidden in a back corner where we were cleaning out, and it had been 2 years expired, and we actually shaped it into a frozen football.
That's great. Can I say
that was the best use of that flavor?
It's so weird that you say Spumoni, because when my dad and mom and I, as family, we went out for the odd, meal out, my dad would always ask for Spumoni ice cream. Is it green?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is green, pink, and chocolate, I think.
Okay. All right. I had a weird flashback to my dad saying, I'll have Spumoni, please.
It's like Neapolitan, but instead of the white, it was green.
Right.
It always reminded me of the Italian flag, and apparently that's where it was from.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And instead of being tasty, it's putrid.
What do you mean? Yes. That was their tagline.
Yes, like their soccer team this year.
Oh, stop it. All right, anyway, let's get on to the first topic. Boys, again in the studio, Craig Lewis, employment lawyer extraordinaire, employmentlawyermississauga.com. Ashley David Chapman, we've already talked enough about him. Should a father have been convicted of unlawful confinement for not allowing his 8-year-old daughter to leave the table for 13 hours until she ate all of her Brussels sprouts? Now, all three of us are fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Lewis.
Yes.
As a father.
Mm-hmm.
And as a lawyer.
Yes. Does that come into it?
Is this? I don't know, but it was a legal thing. The guy got busted for this this deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your initial reaction to that story?
When I read that story, I don't want to kind of coin Donald Trump at all, but it sounded like fake news to me.
It did sound like fake news,
know,
didn't it?
Specifically because it was Brussels sprouts. You know, Brussels sprouts being the kind of the stereotypical food that no one likes. I hate Brussels sprouts. You hate Brussels sprouts. Everyone hates
them. We all hate Brussels sprouts.
It couldn't have been a bowl of ice cream that the kids...
No.
Yeah, no offense.
Yeah.
Mr. Chapman. But I mean, the whole point of it is that, you know, 13 hours, the child apparently soiled him or herself. It was a girl, right?
Yes.
So soiled herself.
Yes.
That's what takes it over the top for me. But I was kind of like, I'm not buying this story myself.
So do you still think it's fake, though?
No, I think obviously it must have happened. I would give, you know, I think CBC reported that. I give them credibility that they would report something that was fake.
Wait, did I just hear you say you give CBC some credibility? Some kudos?
I would say that.
You trust CBC?
Well, yes.
Let's go to Ashley David Chapman for the call on this one. Mr. Chapman, a 13-year-old – no, sorry, she was strapped in. No, she wasn't strapped in. Now I'm making the story bigger than it is. She was beat to – you know. 8-year-old daughter had to sit at the table for 13 hours because she didn't eat her Brussels sprouts. And then daddy was sent to prison for it.
No, community service.
The charge itself I thought was peculiar. You know, most definitely it's child abuse. So take the kid away from the really crappy, no good father. but the one thing that overwhelms me about the whole thing is that Brussels sprouts just have such a bad rap.
Oh, man.
If you know how to make Brussels sprouts, if anybody listening to me right now ate my Brussels sprouts, you'd lose your mind and go, this is green heaven in a petite shoe kind of format.
Green heaven. Oh, my goodness.
Better than Spumoni.
Yeah, seriously. Well, listen, just in case anybody wants to know what I think, thanks for asking. Until I heard the child wet.
Yeah.
Themselves and wasn't allowed to go to the bathroom or change after she'd soiled herself. I don't know if it was pee-pee or poo-poo. And I think that does make a difference, by the way. Shivering, suffering from hypothermia?
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
I don't get that.
Where's the hypothermia coming in? Were they outside?
How do you get hypothermia from wetting yourself?
No.
Turn
the heat off.
No, I don't get that.
Well, let me explain how you get hypothermia.
I see why you had him on.
We got a play-by-play from Ashley David Chapman.
The ice cream football.
We're live, aren't we? We can't edit this later.
No.
I can't continue that.
Listen, if the father made the kid sit there for 13 hours until the kid finished the vegetable, sprouts. Whatever it was. I don't care what it was.
Yeah.
Although the Brussels sprout is just, there's something. Anyway, sorry, Ashley David Chapman, I understand that you are, I don't know.
Brussels sprout god.
Thank you.
I am. I think that is actually my license plate.
be god. I really think that that for the court to get involved, for it to become a legal thing, all that kind of stuff. It, to me, that was verging on sticking your nose in where it doesn't belong. To make your kid sit there because the kid, I don't know, you don't know the backstory. The kid could have, for the 14th time, have pounded down a bowl of ice cream before dinner, and the parents found out, and they went, hey, we told you. You have to finish your meal. 14th time, you're sitting here until it happens. It happened to be 13. Is that extreme? Of course it's extreme. But prison, not prison, but, you know, a community service, the police, the authorities, yeah. And criminal record stuff, really, for that? I don't know. I'm not siding on that one. I can't quite get to that one until you read the whole, you know, what went down. Now, if I was locked into a chair for that long, I would have soiled myself, too, just so I could get out of that situation.
I would eat the Brussels sprout.
You would, yeah, but you're a nice guy. You're
no,
complacent.
No,
you're
just like, come
you're
on.
You're a rule follower. You're a lawyer.
Right, let's not get crazy here.
Let's not get
a
crazy.
Rule follower and a lawyer? Really?
Wow.
Why isn't lawyer. He in the studio?
Yeah,
you could have got those Brussels sprouts up your nose, maybe, Drew, with the green peppers.
I mentioned this story before. Ashley, do you mind if I share just something personal here for just for a second? Ashley?
I'd insist upon it.
Thank you.
I love him. He's so funny.
You just sound like a jalopy.
Chet.
I my mom and dad, I can relate to this kid because I would go down and scarf down ice cream or coffee cake or whatever I could, you know, before dinner. And then dinner came in and we had a nice, you know, there were green peppers that mom put on the plate. And I didn't want to eat the stinking green pepper. And prior to that, I used to open the sliding door when they weren't looking and throw whatever I didn't want to eat out the window on top of the roof of the car wash next to us. There was all sorts of food on top of this car wash. So they finally had it and they said, "You're not leaving here." By the way, I was younger, okay?
Right.
I was, "You're not leaving here till it's done." So when they weren't looking, I shoved the green pepper up my nose. And, "Oh, you're done? Okay, you can go." Well, I shoved it so far up, they couldn't get it out. My mom had to take me to the hospital to emergency to get this green pepper out of it. It's like a Cheech and Chong skit.
Would you put the pepper,
man? I've always said you have impressive nasal cavities.
Thank you. Thank you. So anyway, the next day, the story gets better. Next day, it's itchy because it's a little irritated, right? Well, it was back in the days when they had those big glass vases that had pussy willows sticking out of them, right? That was decorative or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those babies are soft. So I shoved one of them up my nose.
That seems reasonable.
Back to the hospital, same crew, to get the pussy willow out of my nose.
Because you couldn't get your arm down after poking your brain.
Oh, man. So, listen, I've never heard Ashley David Chapman laugh like that. That's good.
Oh, like a little girl, yes.
All right, listen, that's the first subject. Let's move on to the second subject here on our man crawl, our pub crawl, the Father's Day special. The next one goes a little something like this. There's a school out in Manitoba, by golly, and they've said to their kids, listen, if you attend 90% of classes, not even 100, you attend 90% of classes, then your name will be entered into a draw for a truck. Is this a creative and helpful thing to help kids stay in school, or do you think it sends the wrong message to the students? I would like to bring Tim the Tool in on this one because he is a teacher.
Yes.
And he's a drama teacher, so you probably have a few sweat hogs in your class.
Oh, yeah.
They're not, attendance isn't the best.
Nope.
So what do you think? Hey, kids, 90%, your name goes in for a truck.
I think you should give the truck to the teachers, personally, for showing up to work. I think that's a little extreme. I just think education should be awarded itself.
One else was in with you on that
one. No, I agree. The first thing I learned when I became a teacher is that school's not for everybody. There's this comic, and I've mentioned this before. It's, you know, the final test, and it's, you know, there's all these different animals lined up for the final test, and the teacher says the test is to climb the tree. The squirrel is going, yeah. The duck is really upset. So the problem here is that school doesn't work for everybody, and I don't
that
think...
That story's quack.
Yes, I know. I don't think bringing in bribing is any good because then do people want to learn for learning or not? But it's a great prize, and I would come to school for sure.
But someone's going to say, who cares? They're showing up more. Just the fact that you're getting them in the door is all that counts, and you just got to get them in the door.
Sorry. I disagree with that completely.
Okay.
I have kids that show up in the door and...
wah, wah. They're the duck?
Yes.
Okay.
Just getting them in the door doesn't work.
Craig Lewis, I want to go to you on this one. Employment lawyer extraordinaire, employmentlawyermississauga.com. You know, are these the kind of kids that are going to be calling you in the future because they got, you know, unfairly fired? And
no, because they're not going to get a job.
Thank you!
You know, it used to be that you went to school because you were getting an education. The education was the best way to get a job. And that was kind of why you went to school. Now it seems like, based upon this story, that's not, you know, people aren't believing that anymore. And education's not the way to get a job. It's some other way. So I have to now bribe you to come to school because you'll somehow develop this ability to, you know, still be able to earn an income down the road.
Yeah.
I have 2 degrees. My wife has 3 degrees.
I have 2 degrees.
I'm not saying it that way. I'm not saying it that way. I'm just saying that maybe I've been asleep, but I still think that an education is a tool for a career in something. And it shouldn't be, you know, that you have to be baited to come to school by a used truck.
Okay. All right. Speaking of tools, Ashley David Chapman, Vice President of Chapman's Ice Cream and inventor of Spumoni.
Absolutely. I think that was the Italians, actually, but let's not go there.
Let's not go there.
I think it's a brilliant idea based upon a couple of things. Number one, where is the money coming for said truck? If it's coming from the budget for rulers and textbooks and stuff like that, then I think that's absolutely ridiculous. But this is, if this is truly over and above, And I saw this with myself in my education path and many others. You can go to school for through elementary, through high school, and not get hooked on something. Now, why would you not get hooked on something with learning in school? It might be because you're just not there. By opening up this raffle to maybe get more kids in, so maybe they have that one class with the one teacher where that is finally their one moment of saying, you know what, whatever it is, biology, I just loved cutting up that frog. I want to go into biology.
Thanks, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, exactly. He was more tortured puppies. But
right.
But yeah, it's the more you can get kids in the class, I think it's a benefit to the kids, to the school, to the everything. Okay. And you never know, maybe they'll have that one moment that sets them on the path for the rest of their life.
Oh, that kumbaya moment brought to you by Chapman's Ice Cream. Chapman's.ca. Tim, you have a follow-up?
I think if it's going to be to draw someone in, okay. But I think there should be a caveat about maintaining a certain amount of grades.
Okay, I like that idea.
Because I think is the difference. Because we have kids that just show up to school and they sit there and do nothing. But if you're going to entice them, then I think we need to do a little bit more and hopefully trick them into learning.
Trick them into learning.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever works, right?
All right.
If you don't do this test, you have to have a full bowl of Spumoni ice cream.
This Spumoni is going to take a beating this show, man.
And Brussels sprouts.
And Brussels sprouts. Ooh, Brussels sprouts and Spumoni.
Mm. It'd be like a reverse enticement.
Yeah, that's my definition of hell right there.
Yes.
And just as a footnote to all the Spumoni talk, by the way, we did release it about 2 years ago again just to try it. And guess what? It failed again.
Wow. You know, if Ashley David Chapman was just bribed to show up to class more often, this kind of stuff wouldn't have happened.
What? It didn't work the first time?
More men than ever are getting plastic cosmetic surgery. Guys, I want a little vulnerability from all four of us. What is the one procedure you would get? And I'm gonna list you off the top 10 procedures. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Go for it.
Okay. Here they go. I don't even know how to pronounce this. Blasphemy? No.
What?
I need blasphemy enlargement, sir. How much does that cost?
Yeah. Blepharoplasty, which is eyelid rejuvenation. That's the sound that your eyelids make after they're rejuvenated. Yes. So blepharoplasty.
Surgery.
Yeah, eyelid
surgery.
You can't
get antibiotic. What are you going to
do? Here's the next one. Lower retidectomy. Retidectomy. That's a neck lift.
What?
It's a neck lift.
For all the turkeys in. Everything sounds. Eyelid surgery, neck surgery.
Eyelid surgery, neck lift. And the next one is rhinoplasty.
You get the
nose done. Mentoplasty. Which
get all the peppermints removed?
The mentos. chin augmentation. Right. The next one is liposuction, fat sucking. Hair transplant surgery. All three of us are looking at each other and hating Ashley David Chapman.
I have a gorgeous head of hair.
He does.
Gorgeous.
Number seven, male breast reduction, otherwise known as a gynecomastia surgery. I don't know how to say these things. And number eight is facial fillers and Botox. Number nine is pectoral implant surgery.
Hmm.
And number 10 is, now listen to this one. Number 10 is ear surgery, autoplasty. And I don't think they're making you hear better. I think if you got the Dumbo ears, they tape them back.
Oh,
tape
okay.
them, you know, staple them, whatever they do.
Tape them back. Got some duct tape here.
So let's go through the list again, boys. And Ashley David Chapman, you're going first, buddy. Eyelid reduction. Okay. Or rejuvenation, sorry. Eyelid reduction.
You got your eyes open all day long. Hey, everybody. I haven't slept in 3 years.
Neck lift. Rhinoplasty, nose job. Chin augmentation, liposuction, hair transplant surgery, male breast reduction, facial fillers and Botox, pectoral implant surgery, or ear surgery. Ashley David Chapman, if you had to pick one of those, which one?
Oh, well, you know, I wouldn't go anything with the face, because let's be honest, I am Canada's version of a Greek Adonis. So why would I ever change perfection? I would never do that.
No.
But the pectoral thing, yeah. I would like to have Arnie's. I don't want a reduction, though. I would like Arnold Schwarzenegger's giant pectorals.
Right, listen to me now, hear me later.
Get to the freezer! Get to the freezer!
Spumoni! How do you do Spumoni? How does Arnold say Spumoni?
Spumoni! Spumoni!
Okay.
Get down!
So, peck surgery for Ashley David Chapman. Tim, how about you?
Liposuction.
Wow, say that a little quicker, will you?
Liposuction.
So, do you think, hold on, if you get the fat sucked out, doesn't it just come back the very next day? Like,
you know
the
what?
Cat?
I'm getting better.
You get it sucked out and you get to put it back in your pecs.
Yes.
There we go. All right. What about, ladies and gentlemen, Craig Lewis, employment lawyer extraordinaire?
Could I say none of the above?
No, you have to pick one. We all know you actually are a fine specimen,
unlike Ashley David Chapman. No, I'm not. It's no kind of – just they didn't pick the right 10 as far as I'm concerned. Do they have the ab one? There's an ab one.
Oh, there is ab inserts.
Yeah, I do that.
Ab inserts.
I do the ab thing so I could take my shirt off.
I just shave my stomach in a certain way and it makes it look like I had ab.
We're leaning up against the fence.
But. Yeah. just make sure it's not chain link. True. It looks a little weird.
Well, I actually did consider the facial filler Botox thing because I have an angry crease that makes me look ticked off at people, even though I'm just looking at them normally. And I scare people, small children a lot.
Resting grump face?
Resting jerk face, yes. Yep. I would like to get that removed.
Ectomy.
What's it?
A jerk face ectomy.
A jerkectomy. There we go.
Ejectomy.
They're going to need to go a lot deeper than
that. Oh, man. What a pleasure having you guys on the show. Thank you very much. Ashley David Chapman, I look forward to seeing your face soon, you Adonis. That's it.
Adonis is how I prefer to be referred to.
Yes. Is there anything that we should be looking forward to from the Chapman's line?
Our commercials are awesome.
You really have done a good job on those, or whoever you hired. Good job.
Have you seen the Pink Princess Party heavy metal one?
No.
Google it. It's legendary. It's wonderful.
Oh man, well done. Well done, man. Mm-hmm. I care about you deeply. Goodbye.
Bye.
Ashley David Chapman. He's a good guy. You know what? He's such a good guy that he left us like $100 worth of vouchers for free ice cream.
Didn't leave us any Spumoni?
No Spumoni. Hey, listen, let's talk about employment law just for a second while Tim goes out and wrestles the lion. What TV show is that? Yeah, you don't even know, Mr. Trivia
Wrestles
Guy.
The Lion.
I'll stay here while...
Mutual of Omaha.
Thank
Wild Kingdom.
You! He got it! Okay. He got it!
Marlon Perkins.
While Jim goes and wrestles
exactly.
The Lion.
And I'll stay in the car.
Because I'm not an idiot.
That's right.
Didn't that guy do a lot of Johnny Carson, too?
Yeah. Used to bring wild animals on, and they'd sit on Johnny's shoulder, his head, and urinate
poop on his desk.
Yep. That's good comedy.
I know. I remember I did a television show once, and I always wanted to do that, right? So I got this company to bring in animals and had a boa constrictor, big yellow boa. What, you've seen that?
I thought you meant poop on the table.
No, but one of them did. What did one of them do? Oh, one of them bit into a grape and then shook his head and sprayed grape guts all over my face. That was delightful. Anyway, Craig, tell us about an anonymous case scenario that you've worked on recently.
Oh, boy.
And when it comes to employment law, hiring, firing, and everything in between. EmploymentLawyerMississauga.com.
Quitting isn't really quitting. Okay. So I had a case recently where a person quit. Well, we thought he quit.
Yeah.
He wrote his email saying, I'm
quitting.
I can't work here.
Yeah.
And cleaning up my desk.
Yeah.
And left.
Yeah.
And then maybe changed his mind and a la George Costanza and came back and said, I didn't really mean it.
No.
So take me back. So my client was the employer. And they didn't want him back. So they said, no, we'd like you to stay gone. And then he grieved it, which is what you do under a collective agreement.
Right.
And then they had to pay him money to stay away.
No.
Yes.
Dude, this drives me mental.
I knew it would bother you.
This is, all we're doing is giving students trucks to stay in school.
That's right. It's a sign of
we
the times.
We are training our people to do this kind of stuff. Our people. Jeez.
Your people.
No, whatever. That is, oh, I don't know how you, you must be such a laid-back dude. If I talk to your wife, I don't know, in the next week or so, I don't know why there's a timeline there. if I talk to your wife and said, what's he really like? Is she going to throw you on it? Is there closets that we need? Closets. Are there skeletons we need to know about?
I'm not nearly
Are you an angry man?
No, I'm not angry, but I can get angry.
Like the
you don't like me.
David
you wouldn't like me.
David, Dr. David Bruce Banner.
You wouldn't like
and
me.
And that's our segue into useless television trivia. Well done.